Farage, Time for All Good Men to Desert the Conservative Party. By Jack Montgomery on January 1, 2023. Brexit champion Nigel Farage has argued that now is the time for all good men to abandon Britain's governing Conservative Tory Party as it hikes taxes and fails on immigration, with little sign that change is on the horizon. Big article in today's Daily Telegraph by Lord David Frost saying, "Look, I know we're not really conservative, but we could become conservative," Farage said in a video posted to social media responding to Boris Johnson's former Brexit negotiator. Now appointed to the House of Lords as a life peer, Frost argued in the newspaper, which is close to the Conservative Party, that Conservative voters should fight for the party and not be tempted by a Reform UK vote despite the drift of policy towards high-tax economics and social liberalism. Farage paraphrased Frost's thesis as being that, if the Conservatives did become conservative, and we stopped the channel crossings and we reduced the size of a state and we cut taxes, if we did that, we'd be a really good party, just that at the moment we're not. So please, he says, please don't support Reform, Farage continued, referring to Reform UK, formerly the Brexit Party, which he formerly led and which is being positioned by current leader Richard Tice as a right-leaning alternative to the Tories headed by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and Chancellor Jeremy Hunt. "We've heard it all before," Farage said of Frost's pleadings that right-leaning voters do not go third party come election time. "Please don't support the Brexit Party. Please don't support UKIP. And yet, if we hadn't deserted the Conservative Party in big numbers, Brexit and real change would never, ever have happened," he said. "I would just suggest now is the time for all good men to desert the Conservative Party." Frost himself was briefly viewed as a potential savior by the party faithful after Boris Johnson, regarded by both friends and foes as an arch-Brexiteer who would control the border and adopt libertarian reforms on tax and energy, proved to govern as a liberal who was unwilling to stand up to the EU, accelerated mass migration, and obsessed over net-zero green agenda policies. Frost resigned from the government over its authoritarian lockdown regime and socialistic direction more generally. But the good press he got from that and his tough talk on Brexit as Johnson's negotiator obscured the fact that, in the final analysis, he backed Rishi Sunak's globalist takeover of the Tories and went along with Johnson's barely rehashed version of Theresa May's Brexit deal which, among other heavy concessions to Brussels, sold out fishermen and coastal communities, and has left Brexit incomplete, particularly in Northern Ireland. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.